Chapter 6 Private Parts. The first room configuration we tried was to leave Elsa's cabin the same size but move an extra bed into it. Then we almost doubled the size of the middle cabin as a common room, with the third cabin the smallest possible bedroom for whoever was the odd man out. The common room had all three windows together in one panorama, currently the beach at Cannes at the height of the tourist season. As sexy as that scene was, I felt no real inspiration when I joined Elsa in the double bed. I'd sparred for an hour with Dustin and then swum at 6 knots for an hour. When I got out, I sympathized with the poor Martians in all this gravity. I felt like a large animal that had been run into the ground when I fell into bed. Elsa seemed tired, too. Maybe that was why she asked for me the first night with gravity.
"I've never seen you swim so much in a gym," she said sleepily.
Set the thing for an hour. I was about to get out early. Then Carmen came over. I offered to let her have it, but she said, "No, no, finish your hour," so I was kind of stuck.
"Stuck showing off your bare ass to a pretty girl."
"She's not a girl. Not particularly pretty, and I was doing a side stroke."
"Okay, showing off your bare side. To the most famous woman on two planets."
"Well, you know me. I really wanted her autograph."
"Is that what they call it now?"
I poked her in the ribs. "Where is that off switch?"
"I'll be good."
She put her head against my shoulder and was asleep in a couple of minutes, her warm breath regular against my skin. So familiar and so unpredictable. Her jibing made me think about Carmen. I was attracted to her, not because she was the Mars girl, probably not a smart course to follow, though I didn't think it would bother Elsa a lot. Carmen's relationship with Paul was not monogamous on either side. Fly and Amber told me that when he was asking about our triune. She mated, his word, with several men who stayed in Little Mars waiting to go on to Mars, and he knew from talking with Carmen that it was with Paul's blessing, and that Paul was casually involved with a couple of women on Mars. This was before the 1G shuttle, so going between the two planets was a complex affair, taking months of zero-G coasting. Speaking of complex affairs, trapped inside this small box together, we all know that the wise course would be to treat one another as friends and not let it go beyond that. But it probably would, even if the mission were prosaic, because it's so damn long. Add the desperate knowledge that we will all probably die at Wolf 25 or before, and the impulse to be impulsive is hard to resist. I've heard Carmen denigrate her body as unwomanly 3 times, which is too often for it to be a casual remark. But in fact, her supposed shortcomings are what make her so alluring to a man like me. I suppose her slight, tomboyish body reminds me of the young schoolmates who were the first focus of my teenaged passions, who never said yes but have never quite relinquished their hold on me. Maybe they never said yes because they never had the courage simply to come out and ask. Odd to think that they're old enough to be grandmothers now, those who lived past Gehenna. I'm sure that none of them remembers the plump Jewish boy whose hair wouldn't stay put. Or maybe one of them is obsessed by plump Jewish boys and can't figure out why. Today was the first time I've seen her completely nude, and I looked away quickly so as not to make my interest too obvious. Then I got a glimpse as she turned around and swam on her back, as I was saying goodbye. No apparent tattoos except for the functional timepiece on her wrist. No obvious scars. Her pubic hair is shaped so as to accommodate a brief bathing suit, which is odd since there are no bathing suits within 100 million miles. In fact, she probably hasn't worn one since she left Earth 12 or 13 years ago. Maybe it's permanent. I'll have to work it into a conversation somehow. I couldn't help but notice as I was scrutinizing your pubic region. Perhaps not. I shall be patient and wait for a time and place when it will be natural to ask.